Now on Sports Talk, it's SC Wild with Major Billy Downer of the Department of Natural Resources. Major Downer is here to take your questions about the great outdoors in South Carolina. Give him a call at 888-898-2525. It's SC Wild from DNR on the Sports Talk Radio Network.
Always great to have Major Downer with us wherever he happens to be around the state. If you have a comment or question for him related to anything about the outdoors in South Carolina, maybe it's something procedural, maybe it's something to do with your interactions with DNR, you have a question about that or a comment, he is the man to reach out to. Our phone number, 888-898-2525. Major, welcome in, sir. It's good to have you.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me tonight. I am remote, so no good speaker system tonight. Like, you've got me with my nice remote studio.
Yeah, that's okay. Wherever you happen to be, it's where you plant your feet. That's where you grow, as Dabo Sweeney would say, that's plant right, your feet and grow. Where are you tonight?
So I am in Surfside Beach.
Nice. Nice.
Yeah.
Are you down there working or a little vacation time?
This is off time, yes. Little vacation time.
Does the major like to do when he's on vacation?
It's a little early to be out on the beach and enjoy the water right now. And we had a little rain today, so but just a little time outside, just enjoying time outside and breathing for a minute.
Well, there you go.
But I'm going to be enjoying turkey season this weekend, and that is what we are continuing with tonight. Is we talked a lot about where our turkey season may be headed, but I wanted to remind folks tonight kind of where we are in turkey season, because April 1st, the rest of the state opened up, for the remainder portion of the state. Game zones 1, 2, 3, and 4 are now open for turkey season, so that's a big deal across the state of South Carolina. Interestingly enough, I want to talk about kind of where our turkey numbers are right now. Before we do that, let's just talk a little bit about our season. So the second portion of the season for Game Zone 1 and 2 opened up April 1st and will go through May the 10th. Our Game Zone 3 and 4 opened up March 22nd and will end April 30th at the end of this month. The folks in the upper part of the state, Game Zone 1 and 2, will be able to continue through May the 10th. Again, everything, including WMA, our wildlife management area, public lands, is now open statewide as of April 1st as well. So a couple things just tonight. Looking at numbers, it's interesting. If you have not already, you can go to your Go Outdoors SC app on your phone, and there's a way to look up where we are as far as in the state right now as numbers. It's kind of up-to-date reporting. Interestingly enough, right now we're at 3,500 birds taken in the state as of today, which is pretty interesting. When you go look at that, it's neat information to look at real time, basically, as people report. Interestingly enough, what do you think the top county in the state is for turkeys right now?
Top county in the state for turkeys having been taken right now?
And remember, you know, the lower part of the state would have been open longer, so mm-hmm. That's obviously a hint. Where is the number one county in the state right now?
Well,
there's actually a tie.
You're leading me to think Horry County.
Not that far, nope.
Well,
but they are up there. They are like number three, number four, actually, but surprised me. The top county in the state is home to the Black River.
Florence?
What county would that be?
Florence?
Florence is number three. Close.
Home with the Black River now. I mean, when you say home.
Very rural county.
When you say a river has a home, is that where it begins or is that where it flows through?
No, it flows through, and the county seat is named for the King's Tree.
Williamsburg County?
That's correct. Williamsburg County is the number one top right now. And tied with Williamsburg is Orangeburg County.
Interesting.
So, interestingly, right now, Horry County is right there in the top four. as far as turkeys taken so far. I remember I was talking to Jay Cantrell today, our assistant big game project coordinator, and the total take for turkeys during the season, season-wide from March 22nd through May 10th, you know, because you've got a combination of game zones 3 and 4 through April 30th, game zones 1 and 2 goes through May 10th, is generally around 10,000 reported birds. And that's been steadily going down a little bit, which is one of the concerns about the populations we talked about the last show. So 3,500 birds right now at this point in the season, about two weeks in, you're at about a third of what's going to be taken so far. So that also says to me more backing for that. You know, everybody doesn't always take the birds at the first of the season. A lot of people take birds toward the end of the season, which is interesting to see that kind of play out in real time if you look at these numbers. So that, remember, your Go Outdoors app is pretty cool. Go Outdoors SC, you can look at those things on there by looking at the hunter's backpack on your app, and it will, you can look at it by county, you can look at it by statewide, you can look at it by daily, what's happened today. It's pretty cool. Because remember, we are now requiring you to report electronically your birds. Not only do you get a physical tag when you buy your tags, $5 for turkey tags, you get three. When you tag a bird, you're also supposed to report it electronically through the Go Outdoors SC app,
mm-hmm.
Which allows for this kind of real-time reporting, which is really neat. I guess I'm a little geeky that way. I like to see the numbers. It's kind of cool to see where we are at this point in the season. But interestingly enough, there's where our counties lie out. But one of the things, too, you know, we talk about turkey season, and we haven't talked about the rules this year. And I kind of want to go over those again so folks don't forget. So many different so many changes. I was talking to someone today about turkey loads. And, you know, everybody used to shoot with a 12-gauge, get that extended tube choke, you know, extended tube on the gun, the choke on the gun, tighten that thing up, get that turkey choke, and they pattern their gun. And, you know, paying $20 for, you know, turkey shells was a lot. Well, now you got 410s, which is a very small shotgun with red dot sights on them, and people really getting into using a 410, shooting out 50 to 75 yards, buying, you know, five shells that cost $50. It's crazy to the degree that we've gotten. But, you know, to each his own, and everybody can choose their load. You know, you got stack loads, which have different size. That's been out for a long time, but different size shot in them, whether it be fours and sixes mixed together. But again, remember the one thing you cannot use is buckshot for turkeys. You can't have buckshot in your possession. You can have turkey loads, and turkey loads can mix sizes of the shot like fours and sixes, but they have to be a turkey load. Again, you know, not like waterfowl, not like migratory birds. There's no requirement for them to be non-toxic shot. But it does have to be a turkey-style load. So just interesting when you go through the rules and regulations on that. Again, you have to have a big-game license. Remember, turkeys are a big-game bird. They're a big-game species along with deer, bear, black bear, and the wild turkey. So, Phil, I think you got a call. You said coming in, so let's go to the call real quick.
You got it, indeed. Stephen Augusta, welcome in to SC Wild. Major Billy Downer is here to take your question. Fire away. No buckshot.
Yeah.
This is turkey season. No buckshot, but fire away.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Hey, a couple weeks ago we were talking about the reproductive situation with the coyotes and the wild hogs or feral hogs. And I wanted to ask, I know if anybody knows, Major Down would know, but I wanted to ask for a clarification. I was told that if you harvest a sow who has a litter, that one of their survival instincts was is that that litter would take up with another sow that was also you know, still nursing, and that was another reason that keeping that population in control was very difficult, because that litter would, you know, just pick up with another sow.
So that's a good point, and absolutely, hogs, if you will, have a survivability rate that's incredible. The fact that they can have 10 in a litter, and they can have a litter up to 3 times a year in itself makes it, it shows you just how almost, not impossible, but how difficult it is to control a population. But to your point, sometimes people have problems with hearing that someone's killing a baby pig, so to speak. The problem is that piglet is going to become a big pig. And it's just as imperative to take them as it is to take the larger sows, because you're right, they can take up with another sow and they can survive. If that happens, I mean, again, so, you know, it's one of those perils of feral swine in this state that we in almost, I don't know how many states of the union are dealing with feral hogs, but it's a lot. Probably at least half of the of our 48 states are dealing with feral swine as far as a problem. It's amazing how far it's spread.
Are they also hurting the turkey population?
So remember, where swine hurts a population, they will eat a nest if they find it. Yes, they will eat the nest. That's the issue. They're not going to eat the turkey, the hen, because she's going to leave. But they will eat the eggs.
Right.
They're going to eat anything they can get their mouth on, pretty much like that.
That. Yeah, that was the point of my question. Well, thank you again. Enjoy your program.
Thank you.
Yes,
thank
sir,
you very
thank
much.
You. One of the great things I took away, and as much as I like to think I know, Phil, I learn something constantly, and Jay taught me something the last show that I want to bring up again. You know, when you think about it, a turkey laying a nest on the ground, first of all the things they got to go against them to lay those eggs to hatch them, 28-day, you know, as far as incubation period, when they start laying, you know, they start sitting, they're sitting laying one egg a day, they're laying a clutch of 10 eggs, 12 eggs, whatever. That takes, you know, almost 2 weeks to lay one a day. Then they start incubating, sitting on them, like 28 days now. So now you get 38, 40 days worth of time invested. If you make it to that point and hatch those eggs off, as soon as they hatch, that bird, that chick, that poult, has got 2 weeks before it can get in a tree and get off the ground. And everything is after it. You know, hogs could eat the nest. Raccoons can eat the nest. Snakes can eat the eggs. When they hatch, you know, vultures can come down. All these things can happen that can eat them. Basically, everything out there wants to eat them as a baby. And they got to survive 14 days to be able to fly up to a tree and get off the ground to kind of really give them a good start moving forward there. It's incredible that they're able to survive and reproduce. So it's no wonder that we see the struggles that we've seen in the last, you know, 5-10 years of, as Jay and them call it, recruitment in the turkey world. So just remember that those birds are having to struggle against a lot. So the things we're looking at are the things, like Jay said very well last time, put it very well. You know, it's the one thing we can do. So why not try to do the things we can to help them? But yes, in his question about hogs. Hogs are one of those things that eat. And when they eat, that's a problem. Because if they eat the eggs, they're eating the turkey. And turkey's not going to become a turkey if it gets egg eaten. So, but back to our rules and regulations for a minute, if I can. You know, looking at the rules for turkeys, again, no buckshot. We talked about that. You know, as far as plugs, there's no plug required. It's not a migratory bird. So that's not an issue. But you got to have that big game permit. So I was talking about that before we went to the question. So turkeys are one of our big game birds. So not only do you have to have a hunting license, you have to have your big game permit. Now, if you buy a combination hunting and fishing license for $25, that includes your your hunting license, your big game permit, and your fishing license, you're good. You're covered. It's just having that big game permit that people sometimes don't think about. But just keep that in mind. It's a big game. They're big game permit. Tags. We've now changed that in the last 3-4 years. It's $5 for your tags. You get 3 tags. So it's $5 for the tags. So again, licensing wise, you must have tags in your possession. You have to have big game permit, hunting license, and those things. As far as what can you have, you know, hunting wise, it's shotgun, not rifle. You can use a bow. You can use a crossbow for turkeys as well. I've never been good enough at taking turkeys that I wanted to go to a bow.
Mm-hmm.
I got friends that do it, but I'm still not good enough. It's still challenging enough for me with shotgun, so I'm sticking with a shotgun for now.
What makes it?
But we were talking about
real quick taking a turkey with a bow. Obviously,
ooh, my gosh,
hard to do.
Well, first of all,
or with an arrow, not the bow with the
turkey,
arrow. Yeah,
a turkey has got incredible vision. They can see all colors. That's a big thing. They can see color. So that's why camouflage is so important. Again, they live their life on the ground. Everything's trying to come at them, so they can see so well. The thing that archery hunters have figured out is that blind. If you get in a pop-up blind, whatever reason it is, that pop-up blind, it kind of flips that switch in that turkey's head, and he don't see it. But that allows you to move. But still, you've got to move. You've got to draw. Get your anchor point. Release that arrow. All that movement allows a chance opportunity for that turkey to see you. And you got to have them, unless you're really good at bow, most time 30 yards. So you're getting a bird really in close. Again, they can see you better. They can hear things, all those things. So archery is very challenging. I applaud everyone that does that. Mm. Incredible for you to do that. I still use the shotgun. But again, back to shotguns, the loads now have gotten so crazy. People improving the different loads that are out there. But the 410, to think that someone's using a 410 now with a red dot sight to shoot turkeys, and you've got it patterned down to where it's almost like shooting, you know, a shot pattern that's really only about maybe 4 inches round, literally, in the air. That shot pattern is so tight with that 410, which allows you to get distance out there to 50, 60, and I've heard of 75 yards. It's just really, that's different. It's a new thing, but a lot of people taking it up, getting these 410s, single barrels, pumps, even automatics, but the single barrels with the red dot sights, really getting into the specialty type hunting with a smaller caliber, you know, as far as a 410, which is actually a caliber, a smaller gauge shotgun.
All right, let me jump in. Got another caller for you. Ched in Saluda, you are on SE Wild with Major Billy Downer. Fire away your question.
Hey, Ched, how
yes,
you doing?
Yes, sir. I'm doing well. How are you?
Good.
I was just wondering about armadillos. Are they considered a nest predator? Do they eat eggs?
Mm.
You know, that is a great question. I do not think they are. I'm going to have to check on that. But I don't know that they're a nest predator. I know that they dig and they're eating other things. I think we always assume that they eat ants because we want to put them with anteaters, but I don't know that's true. I don't know if they eat eggs or not, but I will find out in the next show. I will bring the answer back. That's a great question.
I would appreciate that. They could be a major detriment if they are.
Well, they're a major detriment, period, by just digging the holes in the fields. I've got several farmer friends that have run into these armadillo holes, and they are terrible on tractor tires, believe it or not.
I believe nest predators are our main problem with turkeys right now.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. And that's what I was saying. There's so many things, snakes, ants, even ants, that can cause damage to small poults when they're wet and they hatch. But in the nest, you know, raccoons, skunks, possums, all are nest predators. Are very good at it. Foxes, you know, they're good at it too. And snakes and a variety of snakes, you know, rat snakes are very prevalent in the state and very great, very avid avid nest predators. So, again, it's a miracle that we hatch turkeys, and then it's a miracle they make it the next 2 weeks to get to the tree to where they can get away from them. But I will ask the question about armadillos. I am not sure about the answer on that, but I will find
just
out.
One.
It's a great
Thank
question.
You, sir.
Where do we find?
Yes,
thank you. Where are armadillos prevalent in the state, or are they just spread throughout the state?
So they came into the state. I remember in the 90s, early 90s, first armadillo I saw was in Aiken County. I think they came across basically the Savannah River. They can swim, believe it or not. showed up in Aiken County in the lower part of the state. They have spread across the state now. They're everywhere. They are listed along with in our nuisance program where you can shoot at night, a night hunting program. You can shoot hogs, coyotes, and armadillos. They're all three listed on the night hunting program where you can do the night hunting registration and shoot with a rifle so you can shoot armadillos. That's how big a problem they are, is that we actually have listed them on our night hunting registration. So they are a serious problem, no doubt.
Let me also want to mention real quick, I sent you this link to the state newspaper story, but they've spotted a couple of alligators living in the Columbia Canal there off the Congaree River. Yeah. Is that weird or not?
Where was that again? I'm sorry.
Yeah. Alligators.
Oh, alligators. Oh yeah.
In the Columbia Canal there off the Congaree.
All right. So let me say this. Alligators are prevalent anywhere there's water. If there's water, they can live in it. Whether it be a sewage treatment pond or settling pond or a construction pond on the corner, you know, where they do these wetland ponds on the edge of construction sites.
Mm-hmm.
Alligators will go anywhere there's water. They go there. That's not odd at all. I do have sort of an answer about the armadillos, so I do want to say this. I'm going to check this and verify, but apparently Texas has done some studies, and armadillos will eat eggs without digging the nest. So apparently they do eat eggs, and I'm going to follow up on that and see if they're considered one of our, if that's a real deal here in South Carolina. So, but they do eat eggs, looking that up. Google will verify that, though. We'll Google verify that for the next show for sure.
All right. Very good.
But that pretty much for tonight, just again reminding folks, turkey season's in full swing. Turkey's being taken right now. Remember, as far as turkeys, the only turkey you can shoot is a male turkey, which has a beard, the bearded bird. Male turkeys have a beard that comes out of their breast, that comes out, and a juvenile bird, less than 2 years old, we call it Jake, has typically a 4-inch beard, a little short beard. It may stick straight out, maybe 2 inches long. But what we call a swinger, the 8-10-inch birds, or 12, if you get lucky enough to find an 11-12-inch bird, those are birds that are at least 2.5-3 years old. Now, I can tell you that as far as beard length, it's genetics. It's not necessarily age that makes that beard long. Also, whether or not they've been feeding around fire, which birds will like to feed around when people are doing burning, their seasonal burns. Turkeys like to feed in front of the fire so they can burn the ends of their beard. They can get mites, little bugs that actually eat the beard, and you'll see beard rot where mites have eaten it. So there's different reasons why the beards are different lengths. But again, if you haven't turkey hunted, I encourage you to try it. Again, good luck to those that are turkey hunting. Next show, we'll verify about armadillos again and just verify where we are. We'll do a second look at where we are in the turkey season.
That sounds great, Major. Enjoy what little bit of time you got down there at the beach, and we'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, as always. The great Major, Billy Downer. I just elevated him to great status. The great Major, Billy Downer, with us here on Sports Talk from down at the beach. Hope he's enjoying himself. Great stuff on the turkey season. Learned a lot. Did not know about the armadillo issue. That's the thing. I love the question that Chad had, too, or brought up, that the holes that the armadillos dig can do damage to the tractor tires as they're going through the farmlands. You don't think about those things. That's the animals fighting back against man and machine. Think about that.